Clouds lie atop the plains of San Agustin, wet on dry, puffy on flat. There are no trees, no houses. The land feels uninsulated. I am the only person on the road at midday, just outside the border of Catron County. The plains are a tilted table, pushed up close to a ragged sky. It starts to snow and I turn on my lights. I am a bit disoriented, traveling west and south, but it appears as if I'm heading into a distant galaxy, the stars of snow shooting by. Then, something appears out of the oatmeal fog, distant rows of enormous blinking lights, the Very Large Array. They are metal blossoms, as Frank had described them, pointing skyward, each of them 94 feet high and 84 feet in diameter. It was the largest radio telescope in the world for a time, 27 individual antennas probing the universe. Despite today's weather, the sky is almost always clear on the plains of San Agustin. The flat, featureless land was chosen as the ideal place from which to listen to the heavens. It looks alien, and even a bit spooky. I do not see any evidence that human beings are tending these sentinels. The Wacko West finds its affirmation in whispered bits of ignorance about such things as the Very Large Array. Consider the evidence. A row of radio telescopes, stealth bombers swooping over the Mojave Desert, coming and going with the quickness of hummingbirds. Fish and wildlife agents, talking in some kind of code on the same radio frequency in Idaho. The hardy perennial about the cover-up of a UFO landing in Roswell, New Mexico. It's a Wacko West feast. Dot to dot to dot. Throw in a few grainy photographs of ordnance moving on train tracks. And hey, what about those German troops training on an old New Mexico Army base? None of this would mean anything in a crowded space. But in open land, it's another story. In truth, the Very Large Array is but a technical expression of human curiosity. Its unarmed appendages do nothing but blink and probe. Who's out there? Anybody home in the rest of the universe? Tell us something. It looks outward, trying to discern something among the stars.